Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Sunday the 21st of April and today's news story is about Harry Styles and a stalker. But before I tell you all about that, let's have a look at the keywords. So, some words that I'll be using in today's episode that you might not know. Listen very carefully for these words, see if you can understand them. And then at the end, we'll take a look back at what they mean and how I use them. And let's start with that word, stalker. What or who is a stalker? The spelling is S-T-A-L-K-E-R. And connected to that, the next word is a verb, to stalk. So we have a noun, a stalker, and the verb, to stalk. Next, a noun, two words, a restraining order. What is a restraining order? Next, another noun, again two words, a backpacking hostel. What is a backpacking hostel? And the last word is a noun, surcharge. S-U-R-C-H-A-R-G-E. What is that? A surcharge. So those are the key words. Listen very carefully for those. We'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. A woman has been jailed for 14 weeks after admitting to stalking pop star Harry Styles. Myra Carvalho has also been banned from seeing him perform live and given a restraining order, which lasts for 10 years. The court heard that the 35-year-old Brazilian sent the singer 8,000 letters in less than a month, including two which were hand-delivered to Styles' home address. Most of the letters were handwritten and sent to him while Carvalho was in the UK. Of the 8,000 letters, some were wedding cards, while others were cards ordered online to be delivered to his address. Carvalho arrived in the UK in December and had been staying at a backpacking hostel in West London. The court was told that her family didn't know that she had travelled to the country. She admitted a charge of stalking involving serious alarm or distress. She was ordered not to contact Styles directly or indirectly and told not to enter a specified area of northwest London. She must also pay a victim surcharge of £134. And that's today's news story. Okay, so I think she's taking this a little bit too far. 8,000 letters seems a bit extreme. Okay, let's have a look at the words I gave you at the start. And we'll start with stalking. So we had the verb to stalk and the noun stalker. So she admitted to stalking pop star Harry Styles, therefore she is a stalker. So a stalker is a person who stalks another. So what is it to stalk? Well, it means to follow a person as closely as possible without being seen. Okay, what about a restraining order? So she has been given a restraining order, which lasts for 10 years. A restraining order is a temporary order which prohibits a person from making direct or indirect contact with somebody. Next, backpacking hostel. So she had been staying at a backpacking hostel in West London. So this is a temporary accommodation for travellers, particularly backpackers. So people that are traveling from city to city wearing a backpack. And the last word, surcharge. She also has to pay a victim surcharge of £134. A surcharge is an extra payment in addition to something else. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to read it in full, then the transcript is available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, along with a comprehension quiz to test your understanding. So if you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.